Welcome back to Busting Addiction and Its Myths, brought to you by Safe House Rehab Thailand, which now has a spectacular new beach location near Hua Hin, Thailand. Our goal, from beginning to end, is to give you and your loved one the very best chance of a complete recovery. And to that end, you can't imagine a more serene yet astonishing setting than our location near the beach in Dolphin Bay, with the sea a short walk in front of us, and the awesome Samroyut National Park mountains behind our facility, we offer the most peaceful sanctuary one could possibly imagine to begin the journey of complete recovery. Learning to love yourself is a big deal. A well-known actress, comedian, and TV producer was once asked what made the essential difference in her highly successful life. For those old enough to remember Lucille Ball, she answered as follows. Quote, "All my young life, I was told I was a no-good show-off. My self-esteem hovered just about zero, until I was told by a good friend that my first job was to learn to love myself first, and everything else would follow. I had to overcome the toxic shame that was imposed upon me by others, and learn that I was a person who was lovable by others, and above all, by me, myself. I had to take care for myself, as if I were caring for my dearest friend. Then when I showed myself the same love that I would show my dearest friend, I was filled with love and became able to love others, to trust them, to give of myself with no thought of return. My love became unconditional. So no matter what, I could love you even though I might find what you did was terrible." So that's the problem with those who love an addict or alcoholic. They, the caregivers, have developed self-hatred because of their inability to control or fix their addicted loved one. They have yet to appreciate the value of self-compassion. Perhaps they've lost their own identity in the codependency of the relationship, so there is no one there to love. Addiction is known as a family disease because addictive disorder causes addictive behavior on the part of everyone in the family. Negativity rules. Contempt for the addict is accompanied by contempt for others who are co-conspirators in his addiction, his friends, his dealer, his girlfriend, who goes along with him. Underneath it all is shame and anger on the part of the, quote, responsible adult, mom, wife, dad. The anger is turned inward and shows up as depression, while the fear shows up as anxiety. It's a toxic brew that makes it impossible to even think of loving oneself when self-love is exactly what is called for. Compassion for oneself is in order. You didn't cause it, you can't control it, and you sure can't cure it. But you blame yourself because you are not aware of the truth. Would you not have compassion for a friend who suffers? Would you not cut that friend some slack for not having the answers? Would you not empathize for that friend knowing how much he loves his son and feels powerless and helpless in the face of the addictive monster? When you love yourself enough to realize that you are the one that needs help, that this is your life too that is at stake, then you can let go and be okay with showing yourself the love you deserve just as much as anyone else in the world. You are not exempt from the need for love. But society has taught us to feel inadequate if we don't show well with the stuff we should be buying. Then, on top of the demand for owning the right brand, we fear that our image will be absolutely destroyed because, God forbid, we have a son who is an addict. What will, quote, they say? The stigma of addiction is alive and well. You can get past all that with self-compassion. At this point, you realize it's about you, not just the addict. When you get to a certain point in your program of self-care, of self-love, you are then able to state, I am no longer enslaved by what you think of me. The need for image evaporates, becomes irrelevant, becomes absurd. This podcast is sponsored by Safe House Rehab Thailand, with a new beach location near Hua Hin, offering the best chance of a complete recovery, because families today are facing new challenges and deserve a better way forward. All in the warm embrace of our staff and our welcoming environment, unsurpassed anywhere in Thailand.